What's good, Radford? Welcome back to this week's episode of Radcentric, where all the cool kids hang out. In the studio today, we have the Bored Owls Adventure Company. I'll let you guys introduce yourselves here.
I'm Ryan. I'm the bass player. That's all I do.
I'm Travis, and I sing and play guitar.
I'm Seth. I sing and play guitar and banjo sometimes.
And I'm Carolyn, and I am the backup vocals, and I do the percussion as well. But Travis and Seth also forgot to mention that they are the writers, and all of our music is original.
Right. Really? No covers? No covers? Just
I mean,
all
we'll cover every now and then.
Every now and then.
Yeah. Throwing a little spice.
Yeah. Usually no one knows the covers we do, so it doesn't matter.
It's true. Right. Pass it off for an original.
I know, so. Yeah. So we can do that.
How would you describe your music? What would be your genre?
Awesome.
The awesome genre.
That's all I can think
awesome.
Of.
Awesome.
Yeah.
This is a really hard question to answer.
Yeah,
mostly,
we've been asked too many times. And
yeah. Every time it's a different genre, so.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Folk Americana.
Yeah. That would be probably.
Yeah. Indie.
Folkish.
I feel like that's a broad.
Mix.
Right. Yeah.
Indie.
Yeah.
Findy.
There we go. Findy. I like
that. You may have just invented a new genre of music.
That's
what we
transcend.
First Findy band. Right here on Rad Central. You heard it here first.
So what are some of your band influences that kind of shaped your style?
I grew up, which really doesn't reflect so much in the style of music I play, but I always grew up listening to The Killers.
Oh, yeah.
My favorite band, and are still my favorite band.
Yeah. Right on. Yeah.
So, I mean, I guess it didn't necessarily influence me musically, but it definitely got me interested in music as a whole.
Yeah, Brandon and I are the same way. We both really like
big,
The Killers.
Big Killers fan.
Yeah.
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 Solid.
Yeah.
Brandon Flowers is like my favorite person on the world.
He's my favorite Mormon.
He's
my favorite Mormon.
I would say for me, mine was like a mix of like bluegrass and also classic rock.
Nice.
So I've got like a Janis Joplin meets June Carter type thing.
That's a great
awesome
thing.
So that would be me. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Do you have any more?
Yeah, no, I listen to just about everything.
Tech Nine.
And that's where
pretty
you get baseline from.
Pretty much everything. Yeah. No, I'm the eclectic music guy. I have a little bit of everything.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know. We started playing because they asked me to start playing bass with them like 3 years ago, and
because
I didn't know how to play.
Bass.
I didn't know how to play bass, but I owned one, so I was just like, "Oh, I can play bass." And I didn't tell them for like a year, but it's worked up until now. So yeah, I've been pretending to play bass for a really long time.
You are a great pretender. Now, how long have you guys actually been a band?
Well,
Travis and Carolyn and I. Been playing together for like what?
3 years.
Like 3 years.
Almost 4 years.
Almost four.
Yeah. And then Seth and I.
Yeah, I came here last semester.
Yes.
And we kind of started doing stuff then. Really, we'd actually played shows before. I was playing with another band with my brother and another guy. And like I moved up here, I wasn't able to play with them, so we were just like, yeah, let's just get together and write some stuff. So.
It's awesome.
Yeah. It's working out pretty well.
Yeah.
They literally, I say this all the time, whenever they hang out, there's going to be a new song because they always they're so creative and when they get together it's like just this magic happens.
You might be hyping us a little too much.
I don't know about magic.
Things happen. Maybe
whatever.
Not magic, but something happens.
Do you guys have a song you'd like to play for us?
Yeah, sure. This is what do we call it?
I can't love.
Okay, yeah, we wrote this song last week.
Okay.
Yeah,
I learned it yesterday.
So,
whenever you guys are ready.
Talking at me,
God. Wow. Yeah, it sounded great.
Thank you.
And you both wrote that song, correct?
Yeah.
He wrote most of it.
I really like the chorus of it.
It was kind of gave me chills. I was like, oh, here it comes. <All right. laughs> That's really nice.
Was the song inspired by anything in particular?
Not really. It was actually inspired by a movie I watched. It's kind of weird. I write a lot of random songs. Like, I'll just be like watching a movie and I'll just like think, oh, that's kind of a cool line.
What movie was that inspired off of?
Well, it was it's actually a weird movie. It's called Animal Room, if you guys ever get a chance to see it. It's really creepy. And it's messed up. It's got no comparison. Just check it out. I don't know why I've inspired it.
Am I convinced?
Yeah. It was weird. Yeah. Like, this guy, you guys know Matthew Lillard?
Yes.
Okay, he kills this girl's bunny, and I was like, oh, I don't know why I thought of that line.
I liked it.
It's really messed up.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. So where do you guys, what's the ideal goal of your band? Where do you want to be?
I don't think we like to look that far ahead.
Yeah.
We're just lucky to show up on time to where we're supposed to be, so I think we're, you know, just one step at a time.
Yeah.
Awesome. I mean, there's an ideal, you know,
if you look too far into the future, then you
success,
mess up on what you're doing now. So.
I think I would be happiest if we, were to get noticed and actually get recorded properly, because the way we've been doing it has been in a basement, so sketchy. But if we could do that and just move from there, I would never want to be as famous as
I would be Katy Perry.
Well, I would love
to
be
Katy
Perry.
Like that. I think if we could get to the Edward Sharpe phase and kind of chill there.
I would like to not have to be in school anymore.
Yeah. I think the main thing is just I would like to make money a little bit.
Yeah,
that's the goal. You want to get just successful enough or you can live.
Yeah.
Our first recording was done in a basement with electrical wiring that when we would play would shock us.
Anything
you couldn't
above take
that
your shoes
level.
Off.
Yeah.
You guys are rocking too hard.
If you touched any of the equipment, it would light you up. So,
the goal is just not to get electrocuted.
The goal is not to get
electrocuted. We've evolved a little. The core essence is progressing.
I mean, obviously, I'm the dreamer. You guys are we just want to make some money. I want to get...
We always have a fantastic time.
Right.
Just
watching you guys, you had a nice energy about it all.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
I mean, it always helps when you're really good friends with your band members.
I think so.
I think that's what really makes the music a lot better.
Yeah, take that, Oasis.
So how long has the Voreos Adventure Company been a band? How long have you guys been together?
We made up the name over the summer, right?
Yeah, we played the first show as the Voreos Adventure Company in July. When it was just Carolyn, myself, and Ryan.
Yeah, we were about to be introduced as that bunch of kids that's playing right now, I guess. We just made up a name on the spot.
That's a pretty good name for coming up on the spot.
That's great.
What happens when you have an English major and you're...
I can't take all the credit for the name. Our friend proposed it 3 months before, and I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I never really thought about it, and then we needed a name, and I was like, that one's popped, and we just kept it.
It works. It's a lot better than if you just came up with Hooba Stank or something. That was awful.
That might not have worked.
That's amazing. Let's see what we got here. I think you guys would like to play another quick song for us?
Yeah, sure.
Right on.
Okay. Well, we're in the chronology of new songs. When did we finish this one?
This week.
Yeah.
Wednesday.
Yeah. So this song is just, it's in its infancy.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
Yeah, count it off.
1, 2, 3, 4. My heart like a melancholy fade.
Kind of like harmony thing going on there. Yeah. Yeah.
You guys have just amazing melodies.
Thank you.
Now, do you work hard on the melodies, or is it just, does it kind of come natural for you guys?
It's kind of like we sang it for like an hour and figured it out, and I'm like, oh hey, we have a melody and the harmony part right here. So
yeah, Carolyn and I don't really find out about anything until the second before.
We're really good at last.
Everything
night.
Has to just kind of happen.
Well, it's working for you.
It is. It sounds great.
Yeah, I think singing is definitely, I can't play anything. When I was little, I tried to play the piano, and that lasted for a few years, and then I tried to play the guitar, and I realized my hand was really small. So I was just like, I'm going to be really good at singing, so I worked on that. And,
so.
Yeah. That's
fine. She has confidence.
Did a lot of choir things, and I think choir is actually really, really helpful when you have to do harmonies, because it almost, you learn to read music, and you can hear, if you have an ear for it, I mean, it just comes natural.
Yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, that's kind of how I was, like, I did a lot of choir things when I was younger, too, and that's where I learned all the harmony stuff, so I definitely think that helps out when it comes time to making up the melodies and stuff.
Yeah.
I was in marching band.
Yeah.
You were in marching band?
Yeah.
What did you play?
I played in concert, I played the French horn, and then I marched in the mellophone. Which is
that one?
It's like
I've never heard that one.
It's like a big trumpet. It's like the marching equivalent of a French horn.
So, do you guys all have chorus training and band training and stuff?
No, I took five years of piano whenever I was younger and forgot every bit of it because I hated every music when I was younger, and then think junior or senior year of high school, I just decided I'm going to start playing stuff again. So I, you know, picked up guitar and learned it, and learned bass, and trying to relearn piano and mandolin and banjo.
Hey, I don't know. If
pretty much just about everything.
I don't know if any of us could read a note of music.
I think we could.
I know I could.
I still can read music. That's the only thing I've tried
struggle.
Myself with.
I can struggle through it right
now. I kind of did it. Like, I was in a piano recital, like, last year.
Really?
I played Silver Bells.
What?
Silver Bells.
We might have keyboard in our next song.
It was April, but he played Silver Bells.
I only play with one hand, but it still counts.
It counts, yeah.
So
yeah,
I've read the music.
Good for you, man.
Yeah.
I always find it interesting because, like, everybody has that one song that they can play on the piano.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
I always take that as, like, how I'm going to, like how you can tell what kind of person they are. Like, by what song they know on the piano. You're like, all right.
Mine's the Rugrats theme song.
See? That's awesome. Everybody has that one song.
Yeah,
everybody
that's
knows.
So true.
Yeah.
Everybody knows, like, I'm full of Christmas spirit.
Yeah.
Like Silver Bells.
Everybody knows I'm an alcoholic, so that's why I know that.
I know Master of Puppets
the
on
Vienna
piano. I'm not sure what that means. I'm not sure what that says about me.
A Metallica song on piano.
Yes.
Right.
I got bored one day, and I was just like,
yeah,
I want to transpose this over the piano. That's what came out of it, so.
Well, I know when you learn guitar, you have to always learn Smoke on the Water. It's the first one.
See, that's when I quit.
Yeah, when
because everybody knows how to do that, and I couldn't get it down. I worked and worked and worked, and I was like, yep, this isn't happening. You can't do Smoke on the Water, stop.
You either learn that or the opening to Free Bird, because someone's always going to yell that at you.
Yes.
If you can
me.
Play Wagon Wheel, you can pretend to know guitar in front of anybody.
That's
yeah.
very true.
In this area, if you play Wagon Wheel, everybody's just going to gather around you.
That's
and start
singing.
I've never met more people in the world that love Wagon Wheel since I came here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, everybody loves Wagon
Wheel. I met in Johnson City, Tennessee.
Yeah.
I went to school in Johnson City, Tennessee, and if you walk, I could walk out of my dorm at any time of the day and start playing those chords, and people would just congregate.
You're saying the most requested songs you get are Wagon Wheel and Freebird?
Yes.
Yeah.
Really? Freebird?
We actually made a pact to
we refuse to play Wagon
that we refuse.
100%.
And it wasn't, I love that song.
We love Old Crow.
I love Old Crow.
We
absolutely.
Love Front Row.
But I think it's a matter of principle.
Somebody actually got up one time and picked up one of our guitars and started playing Wagon Wheel while we were standing there. I think you were going to get strings or something.
Yeah,
it's
too much of a good
started,
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Freebird, I mean, I love Leonard Skinner,
like, can
but
we
like,
do I don't think you can get a Freebird.
Like, how do we do that? You have to be, like, amazing.
Yeah, and so electric guitar.
Although a Freebird solo on the mandolin would be amazing.
Like a Freebird folk cover? I can see that. Like,
well, we can try it. We've done some weird folk covers and songs.
Yeah.
Actually, maybe we should do that, so when they request Freebird, we can be like, we're glad you asked, and just like, it out.
You would blow them away.
Yeah.
Like, oh.
That is
check this out.
Cheap.
Yeah, we destroy our instruments. We don't mean to. It just kind of happens in the process. Not on purpose.
Yeah.
Travis is
just
pretty stained with blood at this point. We're a folk band. We're not like, going out there shredding or anything.
It's not plastic on the bottom.
Right.
What instrument did you learn first, Travis? Because I see you're playing mandolin.
Well, I started playing guitar when I was... let's see. On the cusp of turning 14. So I've been playing guitar. I played guitar for like 4 years, and not like I didn't like start taking lessons. I just like, looked up how to play like Third Eye Blind songs.
Random.
I like the chords for all of them. And,
you seem genuinely ashamed of that.
No,
that band is preventing suicide.
It's a PSA.
That's right.
But yeah, and I picked up a banjo about a year or two ago and learned a little bit of that, so I can somewhat get around. And I started playing mandolin about 6 months ago.
You're already great at it.
We're really good at pretending we're awesome.
You're missing one instrument that you're awesome
at. Oh, yeah. You get it.
What's
that?
Harmonica.
Oh, yeah, the harmonica.
Oh, you play the harmonica.
Yeah, I do.
That, I really think that's the best instrument.
I
forget
that.
Great.
It's really good.
Yeah, I play the harmonica.
That's amazing. Now, how do you look up tabs for harmonica, or do you just kind of play around?
Oh, you know, you just have to...
Just know it and play it.
I don't get it.
Long time, and a lot of trial and error.
Well, if you guys are ever looking for a kazoo player, I am here.
I keep that in mind. That,
for the hell out of a triangle.
It's an important instrument.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, my God.
One more.
They got time for one more song?
I completely forgot I even played that.
Now, how many songs do you guys have in your...
Let's see. Well, Seth and I have written, like nine?
Nine or ten.
Since August.
I would have to
say...
I have a few
old ones from our old bands.
I would
that
say we
still
have, like, 40 songs.
Probably.
Wow. 40 songs?
40 songs,
wow.
But, like,
40 songs,
we used to
but
have to
not
do, like, 18 really
18
good
awesome ones.
Back in the day, we used to have to do 5-hour sets at a place we would play. So,
five-hour sets?
Yeah.
What
would we do? 2.5 hours,
hey,
take a break.
We'll do that
and
get for free food.
It
was at this restaurant in town.
If people are listening, I hope they don't take that seriously.
It was at this restaurant downtown, and it was outdoors. It was during the summer. Like, what else were we doing? It was basically where we would practice. Like, even though people were eating,
and we were getting paid.
We were getting paid.
We were still practicing.
It was like our practice time.
Yeah. You guys are saying that you have 18 good songs out of the many that you have. We were actually talking about this last week of... Are you, as a artist of some sort, do you guys have to hate what you write, or do you actually...
Yeah, how do you feel about your own songs? Like, after you write a song...
Oh, yeah. I hate a few of them.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
I really do.
Because
we
hate them, we stop.
And they like...
Yeah.
Like, she definitely likes them, and I hate some.
There'll be
that's
ones
exactly.
that are kind of, like, girly, like, really... Like, that I get into, and they're
no,
kinda...
even the sweet girly what? Songs I like, usually.
Yeah.
It's just, there's some songs I feel like... You wish you hadn't written.
Yeah, we were talking about that last week because we use stand up and we both hate all of our stand up material.
Yeah.
We like each other's, we hate our own.
Yeah. And like when you go out, like when you're playing, especially like when you have like more than one person in the band, like, oh no, I like that song you wrote.
I hate that.
But you end up playing it anyways. So
right.
That's true. You get guilted.
I
get guilted. I
did too,
songs.
Absolutely.
Do you think that Old Crow hates Wyman?
Oh,
I'm sure they do.
Well,
because
I don't know.
Because after we play a song for a really long time, that's when you start to hate it.
Yeah.
Travis starts to be like, "Ah, let's not do that."
But
one.
I do.
But it's so good.
I have the worst attention span.
Yeah.
Except for harmonica song, we played that one a long time.
That's a good one.
It's special.
He wrote that one at me.
Aww.
Hey, you
want to
play it?
Yeah, let's play it.
Yeah, this is the harmonica song.
Is that what it's called, the harmonica
song?
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Well,
it's
old.
A name at first, then we just assumed we'd name it later, and then we never named
never
it later.
Never
happened.
Stuck.
We also have the pirate song, which was about a pirate.
Yeah.
We have some
D minor
other
G.
E minor G, which is just E minor G. We've gotten better at naming.
Not really.
Not all that much.
All right, we'll do this one.
Okay.
Okay. You remember the harmony?
Yeah.
I got it.
Whoa.
You remember
figured
the,
out. We don't
do you remember the one
part where it like, stays on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, kids.
Here we
go. Let's go.
Your head on my shoulder, inside and see.
And some say love is blind, but I say love is kind, knowing you are my world. 'Cause I got you. You know you sure do got me. You got us this time, and we got us this place.
Up here about the 30-minute mark. So if there's anything you guys like to plug, you have a website, any MP3s or tour dates, anything?
This drops Monday, right?
I don't know when it's. I think Monday.
Monday. So if you have any tour, any show dates after Monday.
Okay.
Yeah.
April 12th, for sure, at Gilly's in Blacksburg at 8 p.m.
Okay. And anything if we come up with anything, we have a Facebook page.
All right.
That's just called the Borealis Adventure Company.
And we have a few songs for a free download.
And where can they? Is that on the Facebook?
And it's on the Facebook page. Yeah, it's through SoundCloud.
We'll post anything coming up on there.
Yeah,
fantastic.
If
you guys
want to go like it, do it.
We will. I absolutely will. Yeah.
Please do.
That was spectacular. Well, any last words, you guys?
Thanks so much.
No problem. Thank you for coming. We appreciate it.
Right on. Well, thank you so much. A round of applause for the Borealis Adventure Company.
Thank you.